Hello, yeah, all right. Just making sure y'all are awake. It's going to fit, amen. Well, it's good to see all y'all's happy faces this evening. Amen. Hallelujah. It really is. Look at your neighbor and say, it's good to see you. Amen. It is. Amen. Hungry people always show up. Hallelujah. Amen. So we're just going to kind of go for it because obviously it got changed. So amen. So Father God, we love, thank you, and praise you. And we thank you, Father God, for the anointing that you placed on my life. And I thank you, Father God, for the office that you placed me in. I thank you, Father God, that I pull on that anointing with my faith, Father God. Utterance, that utterance will be given to us this evening. I thank you, Father God, that the word will come forth unhindered and unchecked by any outside force. And it will accomplish everything that it needs to be done this evening. And I thank you, Father God, that we, as soon as we walk out the door, we won't allow Satan to come and steal it from the word from us immediately. We'll protect it, we'll guard it, and we'll keep it. And we'll just continue to grow in it and to meditate on it. And I thank you, Father God, that from this moment forwards, that we will just continue to grow stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger. And I thank you, Father God, for it. In the mighty name of Jesus, and everybody agreed, said amen. Amen. You can turn over to Ephesians 6, please, verse 10. You can go to the Passions, fine. Ephesians 6, about verse 10, it says, "Now, my beloved ones, I have saved these most important truths for last." Hallelujah. What's that next word, next three words? You should have got excited about that. You missed a great opportunity to say amen. So be supernaturally infused with your own strength. Amen. Be supernaturally infused with strength through your life union with who?
The Lord Jesus.
Amen. So then we ain't got to do this on our own. Is that what it's saying?
Yes,
it's saying that if I am feeling a little low, yeah, I think it's about to peak. So if I am feeling like I'm weak or something, I can always get the scripture and then just start reading it, and it'll just supernaturally infuse me.
Yes,
be supernaturally infused with strength through your life union with the Lord Jesus. Amen. Go ahead. Stand victorious. It doesn't say whimper and cry. It doesn't say try to, you're defeated. I hope you make it through. Do your best.
No.
Good luck. I hope the devil don't get you. Because if it really said that, all of us would be crazy for serving him. Because why would I want to serve somebody that couldn't back me? Why would I want to have a covenant with somebody that's weaker? Okay. So stand victorious with the force of your explosive power?
No.
Whose? See, it always goes back to him.
Yes.
It's got nothing to do with your strength.
Yes.
Too many people try to carry it on their own, and that's why they get so wore out.
Yes.
And just beat up looking. And just barely come dragging in. Because they try to deal with everything on their own. But it says stand victorious.
Yes.
Say stand victorious.
Yes.
What does that look like?
Hallelujah.
Yeah, it does. Hallelujah. Exactly like that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory. Stand victorious. Hallelujah. With the force of his explosive power flowing in and where?
Through
who?
Me.
through me.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Next, please. Put on God's complete set of armor. Provided for who?
Us.
For me. For us. Yes. So that you, say, so that I, will be what? It's amazing. People don't know why they're getting so beat up. And right here tells you, so that you'll be protected. In the military, they give us all that equipment so that it'll do what? Protect us. I would be stupid not to wear it and go into a gunfight. Why would I, you know, for me to even think, nah, I don't need that. And I know good and well I'm about to be in a gunfight. That's ignorance. We would really have to, like, need to set you down and talk to you for a minute. Like, I don't think you understand what's really going on. And a lot of times it's just out of, might as well say it, out of laziness. That's why we don't want to put on all the armor. You know, we might put on the gloves or the shoes, and we should be good. You ever watch Black Hawk Down? Y'all remember that one guy? He's like, oh, we won't be out there that long. And so he didn't put a back plate in his vest. What happened to him? He got shot in the back. I'm not calling him lazy, but I'm saying us sometimes, we get lazy. And then we think we're all right and we're going along, and then something will knock our head just right where our feet were a second ago. Put on God's complete set. God's complete set of armor. Provided for us. That's exactly why David didn't put on Saul's armor. Because Saul's armor wouldn't do nothing for him, but God's armor did everything for him. Put on God's complete set of armor. Provided for us so that we will be protected as we fight against the evil strategies. Strategies. Because he's not going to come to your front door and knock on it and say, hey, I'm the devil and I'm here. Evil strategies of the what?
The accuser.
The accuser. That's all he is. Amen. Go ahead. Your hand-to-hand combat is not with who? Not with who? So then why do we keep allowing them to get us mad? When we go know good and well that the scripture even tells us, look, your fight is not against the human beings, but it's against who? But with the highest principalities and authorities operating in what?
Rebellion.
In rebellion. That ought to let you know right there. Whose camp they're hanging out in. In rebellion under the heavenly realms. For they are a powerful class of demon. No, they're not. They're under our feet. Amen. And evil spirits that hold this dark world in bondage. No, we ain't in bondage. Amen. Because of this, we must wear all the armor that God provides. So we're what?
Protected.
As we confront the slanderer. For you are destined.
Amen.
Somebody, y'all need to write that down in your notes.
You're destined.
For you are destined for what?
For all things.
You're destined for all things. Because God created this earth. And the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And we're heirs. We're co-heirs with Jesus. Y'all know that, right?
Yep.
And so therefore, everything on this earth was created for us to do what with? Enjoy. Say enjoy.
Enjoy.
To enjoy. Amen. But right here it says that we are destined for all things. Amen. Amen. And for all things, and will rise victorious. We'll rise victorious. Amen. Next, please. Put on truth as a belt to strengthen you and stand in what? It's amazing. It's just constantly talking about victorious. It's talking about triumph. It's just constantly in the scriptures. And so for, okay. Strength and stand in triumph. Put on what?
Holiness
as the protective armor that covers your heart.
Amen.
Stand on your feet. What?
Alert.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Then you'll always be ready to share the blessings of peace.
Amen.
In every battle, take what?
Faith.
Take faith as your wraparound shield. For it's able to extinguish the blazing arrows coming at you from who? Hallelujah. Embrace the power of salvation's full deliverance like a helmet to protect your thoughts from lies. And take the mighty razor sharp spirit sword of the spoken word of God. Pray passionately in the spirit as you constantly intercede with every form of prayer at all times. Pray the blessings of God upon all His believers. Amen. And pray also that God's revelation will be released through me every time I preach the wonderful mystery of the hope-filled gospel. Amen. Yes, pray that I may preach the wonderful news of God's kingdom with bold freedom at every opportunity. Even though I am chained as a prisoner, I am His ambassador. Amen. Go over to the Amplified, please. In conclusion, amen. Be strong in the Lord. Be empowered through your union with who?
Him.
Where are you going to draw your strength from?
Him.
Are you sure?
Yes.
We really got to understand that. Amen. We really got to understand that. Because it's not based on what I can do myself. It's based on that I can just, the strength of God that empowers me through the union with Him, that I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Amen. Right? Draw your strength from Him. That strength, which is what?
Boundless.
What's boundless mean?
No boundary.
Amen. Might provides. Put on God's whole armor, the armor of a heavy armed soldier, which God.
Amen.
Amen. That you may be able successfully to stand up against all.
Amen.
Stand up against all the strategies and the deceits of the devil. See, against all the strategies and the deceits of the devil. So that, look at, where is it at? What verse are we in right there? 11? Okay. All the deceits of the devil. Go back to the first half, please. Put on the armor, the whole armor, heavy armed soldiers, God supplies that you may be able successfully to stand up against all the strategies and the deceits of the devil. Right? Let's go over to real fast Numbers. Go over to Numbers 13, please. Numbers 13, but we're going to start at verse 1. I'm going to read it out of the King James. All right. All right, thank you. You there?
Yes.
All right, here we go. It says, and the Lord spake unto who?
Moses.
Moses, saying, send thou men that they may search the land of Canaan, which I have given unto the children of who?
Israel.
Who did He give the land to?
Israel.
Amen. Of every tribe of their fathers shall ye send a man, every one a ruler among them. Amen. So what did God tell Moses to do? Yep, send them out. He said, go out and spy the land. That's all he said, ain't it?
Yeah.
Okay, just making sure. Because, look, and Moses, by the commandment of the Lord, sent them from the wilderness of Paran. All those men were heads of the children of Israel. And then about verse 16 right here, it says, these are the names of the men that Moses sent to spy out the land. And Moses called, the son of Nun, Joshua, and Moses sent them to spy out the land of Canaan, and said unto them, get you up this way southward, and go up into the mountain, and see the land. God said to do what? God said to go out. He said, Moses, go spot, you take, send guys out there to look at the land, right?
Yes.
Okay. And see what it is. And the people that dwell therein, whether they be what?
Strong.
Why is he telling them strong or weak? Few or what? Okay. Next. And what the land is that that they dwell in, whether it be good or bad? And the cities, they be that they dwell in, whether in tents or what?
Strongholds.
And what it the land is, whether it be fat or what?
Mean.
What did God tell him to do?
Send out.
Go look at the land.
He said, go spy out the land. Whether it be fat or lean, whether there be wood therein or not. But at the beginning, I thought God told him, he said, look, I'm taking y'all into a land of Canaan, a land of promise, a land that flows with what? To where you don't have to do nothing. It's the blessing of God and it's for you.
That's right.
But then it looked, now you could, you know, just this is just Ricky talking at this point, but that's interesting that God told him, hey, go spy out the land. And then Moses had it too. He said, whether there be wood or not, whether they be strong or weak, what does any of that matter? Because now, y'all remember Sunday when I was talking about Satan will use, you know, sometimes if we allow him, we'll be his mouthpiece. Well, how do you mean? Well, like she steps on my toe or something. You're an idiot. Is that of God?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
God doesn't talk like that.
Right.
Love doesn't. And God is what?
Love.
You know, I was just, okay, yeah. Better make sure we're good before I get something thrown at me. No, I'm joking. That's it. But it sounds like Moses was allowing somebody else to, was giving him thoughts, and so he was just kind of talking them.
Yeah.
And so therein, whenever he did that, he put thoughts in these guys' minds now. But now these guys didn't know what. Joshua and Caleb knew how to resist it. These other guys didn't, because they dwelt on it. They meditated on that constantly. And when they came out, even though it took a few people to carry grapes, as soon as they came out, they said, we can't take it. No, they came out and said, it's just like God said. It flows with milk and honey. Look at how big these grapes are. This is the best place we've ever seen. We can't take it, though. They're too big for us. See, Moses added a little bit, and so the deceits, y'all thought I got off track, but the deceits of the evil one, right there. And so they didn't know how to resist them, or they didn't have on the full armor. And so then that one little thought came in. You know, Satan's, one of his greatest weapons is the power of suggestion. Is the power of suggestion. He'll give you a thought like, you really think you can afford that? And then we, you know, sometimes we'll grab it and then start meditating on it. Man, I don't know if I can afford that. Maybe I shouldn't do that. Maybe that's not God's will for me. And now we done just reversed the whole entire Bible.
Yeah. Right.
Amen. Where was we at? Whether it be fat or lean, whether there be wood therein or not. And be ye of good courage. What do you mean, be of good courage? You just went through talking about seeing if they're strong or weak, if there's even any wood there, seeing if they're living in tents. Why am I going to go take over a land that's just got tents in it? Because I thought God said it flowed with milk and honey. So then where did the confusion come in? Man's theory, probably. You know what a theory is, right? It's a supposition established upon ignorance of the subject under discussion. Amen. Bring forth the land, and what is in that land, whether it be fat or lean, whether there be wood therein or not. That's amen. Hallelujah. Let's go back. We better stop there because we're running. Amen. Go back to Ephesians 6, please. I don't remember what verse we was at. Do y'all? Ephesians 6, what? 12, 13? We wasn't at 20. Yeah, in the Passion, not in the Amplified. Man, y'all supposed to be paying attention. Amplified 12, please. I think it's 12 or 13. We start at 12. Yeah. For we are not wrestling against what? Amen. So then, that coworker or that person that's really kind of getting on your nerves, is it them? No. They're just yielding to something else. Amen. It's just that y'all remember the story of my neighbors. You know, I told y'all already. But it did go for a year or two or something like that. Them taking us back to court and everything. And we went to court and all this stuff. And at first, my flesh wanted to hurt them. So it was a process for me to not drive up and just want to go knock on the front door and just hit whoever answered it, right? That's what my flesh wanted to do. I ain't going to lie, it really did. Because they just kept taking us to court, And I had enough, you know. But love can handle it. But... And not only that, but I didn't understand that it wasn't them, amen, but it was something they were yielding to just to come and aggravate me. That'll way Satan will be able to get into my health and my finances and my marriage and my peace and my love.
That's right.
Amen. See, Satan doesn't come up to your front door. That's what I was saying earlier. He'll try to work his way around and sneak around to where we don't even recognize it, and then we'll say or do something, and then we'll be like, what in the world, man? And then Satan's got an opportunity unless we repent. Amen. You might as well say amen. Amen. And so that's what was happening. And so it took me a little bit, but then me and Chelsea, we got on track. And we said, you know what, we're going to love them regardless. And so they took us to court a couple more times, and then the last time, the judge said, you know, this, I forget what the term was, but they got to pay like $2,000 or $3,000 or $4,000 if just to even present paperwork to the courthouse if they want to take us back to court. And the court then, they got to pay the, I think it's $2,000, $3,000 or $4,000, whatever it is. They got to pay that, and then they give them the paper, and then they can look at the paper and go, no. Nah. And then they still get to keep their money, right? And so, whenever we realized it, started walking in love and didn't have a bunch of anger and wanting to hurt them all the time, then that just went through. Amen. And then they had to pay all of our court fees and everything from there on. Amen. And so we were happy about it. Amen. For we wrestle not with flesh and blood, contending only with physical opponents. Amen. But against what? Against the powers, against what? Spirits who are the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spirit forces of wickedness in the heavenly, supernatural sphere. Amen. Therefore, put on God's what? that you may be able to do what?
Resist and stand.
Resist and stand. You know what resist means? It means to run from as in terror. Resist the devil, and what's he going to do? He's going to flee from you, right? And you look up that word resist, it means to run from as in terror. You know you can resist lack. You can resist doubt. You can resist anger. You can resist all of it. Well, how do I do that? You just go, if something's getting at you aggravated, or doubt, say you prayed over something, and then doubt shows up, knocks on your front door, you answer it, and there's doubt. You go, doubt, I resist you in the name of Jesus. I don't doubt, I'm a believer.
Right.
And then if it shows up again, do the same thing. Doubt, I resist you. Because we can resist it just like we resist who? The devil. And then what does he do? He hangs out still? He has to, because the scripture says that he'll flee if you resist him. And so then doubt and unforgiveness, hatred, it all has to flee.
Yes.
If I resist it, it has to flee. Put on God's complete armor, that you may be able to resist and stand your ground. Amen. Turn over to James real fast, please. James 1:6. Pull it up in the Amplified's fine. Thank you, ma'am. Only it must be what? In what? Amen. In what?
Faith.
Say faith.
Faith.
Say faith.
Faith.
Only it must be in faith that he asked with what?
No
hesitating. No doubting. For the one who does what?
Wavers.
Hesitates or doubts is like the billowing surge out at sea, that is blown hither and thither and tossed by the wind. Next, please. For truly, let not such a person imagine. King James, I like it, says, don't even let him think. Don't even let him think that he will receive anything from God. Don't even let him think. A person that wavers, don't even let him think that he'll receive anything. We need to understand that. So if I'm wavering, I shouldn't even be thinking that I'm going to receive anything. Because the Word of God said, if you waver, don't even think you're going to receive it. Don't even think. Don't even just play with that imagination. Don't even ponder it. Because if you're wavering, it doesn't belong to you. Amen. For truly, let not such a person imagine that he will receive anything he asks for from the Lord. Next, please. For being as he is, a man of two minds, hesitating, dubious, he is unstable. Unstable. Hallelujah. And on what? God, ain't nothing. Unreliable people ain't fun. Obviously, you can't rely on them.
Right.
Unreliable and uncertain about everything.
Everything
that he what?
He thinks.
And then all of a sudden he'll feel something and be like, man, I thought I was healed. I forget who said it. It might have been Brother Hagin said that I forget the percentage, but the percentage of people, it was a big percentage of people, would always lose their healing from a counterattack.
Yeah.
Because Satan would bring on a pain or something. Say my leg was hurting, and I went up front, got prayed for. Power of God went in my body. It healed my leg, right? And so I'm going on, and then a day or two or a week later, I might be getting out of bed or something, and then all of a sudden a pain will hit my leg, and I'll be like, ooh. And so I give to it. I give to it, right? Then I go, whew, man, I thought I was healed. See, don't let that man think that he'll continue to have his healing. Amen. You might as well say amen to it. So anyways, amen. So don't let that man think that he'll keep his healing.
Yeah.
Don't let him think. Because now, that's doing what? Because if I say something like, well, I thought I was healed, or I thought I did get healed, or man, I can't believe that's still hurting. Now, don't get me wrong. There was a process with my leg I had to walk out for a couple years. I didn't walk around going, ooh, that hurts. Ooh, that hurts. It did hurt every now and again. But did I give mouth to it? No. What I gave mouth to was, thank you, God, I am healed. Thank you, Father God, my leg is healed and whole, and this pain cannot stay in my body. See, it's a different way of thinking that we got to retrain ourselves, because the world taught us if something hurts, let everybody know. You know, let everybody know. That way you can get a little bit of pity, or you know, somebody will feel sorry for you, come hang out with you and whatever. You know, that's the only way people will talk to you. Not us, though, right? Amen. So don't let that man think that he'll receive anything from God. Brother Hagin, if you'd never listened to him, there's quite a few messages he's got on healing. And then he talks about some people that lost their healing. Like this, and it's just amazing at how many people really lost their healing. Because of either what they think or what they're feeling. But I thought we wasn't supposed to go off any of that. So now we're allowing our body, our flesh, to dominate us. And not the Word of God. And a person that allows his flesh to dominate him, don't let him think he'll receive anything from God. You might think you're in faith, but you're not. Especially if you're running off your feelings. Amen. You might as well say amen. Amen. Thank God, camp meetings this weekend. Hallelujah. Cheer y'all up a little bit. Y'all look mad. Y'all be out. Don't let that man think that he'll receive anything from God. Amen. Go back, please. We'll start over. For being as he is, a man of what? What does that mean? Yep. He is unstable. Say unstable. You ever been in a house that's unstable? Or a building or whatever, something that's unstable? Iffy. Real iffy. Like, I don't want to be in it, because I'm like, son, I don't think I can catch all this. That's how a person that wavers is. They're unstable. And if you... Amen. I don't know if I want to say that. Unstable and unreliable and what?
Uncertain.
About everything he thinks, feels, and decides. Because once the command of faith is spoken, what are we supposed to... Well, let's look at an example of it. You want to?
Yes.
All right, go over to John 11 real fast, please. Thank you, Holy Ghost. John 11, we'll start about verse 4. Say amen when you get there. I'm going to read it out of the King James, ma'am. Thank you. You are awesome, Tiana. When Jesus heard, we're talking about Lazarus, right?
Yes.
Amen. When Jesus had heard that, he said, this sickness is what? It's not what? It's not what? You ought to highlight that, underline it, put notes around it, sticky paper, something. But he spoke the command of faith right here. He said, this is not unto death.
Amen.
Right?
Yes.
Everybody can read, right?
Yes.
He said, this sickness is what?
For the glory of God.
It's not unto death. Oh, no. Amen. No, you're and it's for the Amen. Glory, but for the glory of God. Amen. It's not unto death. Amen.
Right. Amen.
Now turn the page. Twenty-one. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hast been here, my brother had what? But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. Right? Jesus said unto her, thy brother, what? Martha said unto him, I know that he'll rise again in the resurrection in the last day. I believe God will give you whatever you ask. Well, your brother will rise again. I know he'll rise again when Jesus comes back. So a lot of times we just kind of just saying stuff but really don't believe what we're saying.
Yeah.
Amen. Moving along. Now let's go over to, well, stay there, but go, verse 31 right there. Then it says, then. So this whole time everybody's telling Jesus what? Look, you waited too long. It's your fault. He died. Everybody and their mama's coming up to him and telling him this. And now he's walking with all of them. And everybody's weeping. Everybody's crying. And you know how some people are. They just get loud. Rah! I can't believe you did it. You know? And so he's having to just wait off in all of this unbelief. Because that's exactly what it is. Unbelief. Amen. 41, please. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, what?
Father, I thank you. You have heard.
When is he talking about? Amen. But he says right here, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. But he hasn't said nothing. He's talking about verse 4.
Yes.
He's talking about verse 4 whenever the command of faith was spoken. He didn't back up from his word, and he didn't allow all the unbelief to shift him out of what he already spoke. And that's the place where we need to be. Whenever we speak the command of faith, regardless of the situation, or even if it doesn't look like nothing's changing, stay with it. Because when we've done all to stand. Amen. Because if we start wavering, if Jesus would have started wavering then, been like, man, you know, God, I hope you heard me whenever I spoke it. Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. Amen. Next, please. And I knew that thou hearest me always, but because of the people which stand by, I said it. That they may believe that thou hast sent me. Amen. And when he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice. What? What happened? He came forth. Why? Because the command of faith was spoken and he wasn't going to allow a situation to get him to back up from it. And that's where a lot of people lose it. A situation or a thought or a feeling will come and they'll allow it just to snatch them right out of what they're believing God for. And now they're over here going, well, why ain't I healed? Or why ain't I received this yet? It's been a while. Well, you started wavering. So now you got to get back on track to believing again.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. I thought y'all would be more happy about this message. Not. I mean, I got excited while he gave it to me a while ago. Amen. I almost spit water all over you, Steve. Sorry. Because, Because it helps me realize, whenever I speak the command of faith, I need to stay with it. Regardless of what it looks like, regardless of what the world is saying, regardless of what they're trying to make you do or make you not do, regardless, the command of faith is spoken, so I stand. I don't allow situations to move me. I definitely don't allow my feelings to get me off of what I already spoke. Because my feelings are going to lie to me every single time. And that's why a person is like this. Because of their feelings. Today they're happy. Tomorrow somebody ran over their best friend. Today they're happy again. But I ain't had my coffee yet. Well, if coffee makes you happy, you should figure out what the Word of God says. Some of y'all is like, whatever, I ain't listening. That's also why you need to hang out with people that will believe and not allow you to back up. I don't like soft friends. I don't. Because I guess I am kind of soft, but I don't know. But I don't like them, because if you see me doing something stupid, help me. Don't let me wander off in the dark. Why would you let me do that? Especially if I think I'm having a bad day and I'm feeling sorry for myself. What's the matter with you? Straighten up. Stop acting like that. You're the victor. Why are you whining? Why are you complaining? The greater one lives where?
Inside of you.
But some of us don't really believe that. No, we do, though. Here at Spirit Life Church, we do, don't we?
Yes,
we do. Because the greater one does live on the inside of us. Amen? Where was we at on Ephesians 6? I forgot again. 41? Will you please pay attention while we're preaching? There ain't even 41 verses in that. Ephesians 6, I think it's 13, 14. Oh. Oh, I got you. You're good. Therefore, put on God's complete armor, that you may be able to resist and stand your ground on the evil day of danger. And having done all the crisis demands, to stand firmly, firmly, and 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 firmly. Amen. And firmly, and firmly, and firmly. And firmly, 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 and firmly. And then when it looks like it's failing, firmly, and firmly, and firmly. When it looks like your healing's not manifesting, and firmly, and firmly, and firmly. Whenever it looks like lack's trying to show up in your bank account, and firmly, and firmly, and firmly. Whenever they're talking about we're going to have to lay off a bunch of people, and firmly, and firmly, and firmly. Whenever they say you're going to die this, and firmly, and firmly, and firmly. You don't allow a situation to get you out of the Word of God. You allow the situation to make you just to continue to stand firmly and to get your head back in this Word of God to see everything that belongs to you. Because the Word of God says that you'll live and not die.
Right.
You are the head and you're not the tail.
Right.
You're above and not beneath. That's who we are.
Yes.
That's a lifestyle we need to be living every day of our life.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Firmly where? Where are we standing firmly? In our place. In the place. Right there. We're just staying with it. Thank you, God, regardless of what's going on. Regardless of what the doctor said. Regardless of what my bank account looks like.
Come on.
Whenever I first moved here, y'all know I made $500 every 2 weeks and all that good stuff. But after that, I started getting better jobs and all that stuff. But we were still living paycheck to paycheck for a long time. And you know what I had to do? And firmly, and firmly, and firmly. Regardless of what my bank account kept saying, regardless of what it kept telling me, I stood. I stood on the Word of God and on His promises, and I stood there, regardless of what it kept on looking like. Regardless, because there'd be days we might almost hit negative.
Yeah.
Y'all don't understand, so I understand the firmly, a little bit of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Firmly. Amen. 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 Firmly. Hallelujah. Amen. Say, to God be all the glory.
Yes. God be all the glory.
To God be all the glory. Me and Chelsea just got out of we did a bad business deal. And hallelujah, to God be all the glory. We paid it all back and now we're out of that debt.
Amen.
And it was a pretty good amount. It was our fault. But God helped us. And so firmly, I had to stand. Me and her both, regardless. Regardless of what it looked like, regardless of what it was trying to tell me. Because it would come up to me every day and say, you can't do it. You ain't going to make it. You're going to have to sell everything. There's no way you're coming through this. There's no way you're going to get out of this. You messed up. You messed up. God can't help you now. See, it'll talk to me just like it talks to everybody else. But what I did was I stood. And I didn't allow it to affect me. And I didn't allow it to become my thought life. Amen. Hallelujah. Back over there, please. Yes, ma'am. Stand, therefore. Hold your ground. Hold your ground. Amen. Hold your ground. Having tightened the belt of truth around your loins and having put on the breastplate of integrity and of moral
rectitude.
Yeah. And right standing with God. Amen. And having shod your feet in preparation to face the enemy with the firm-footed. Amen. I love how it says that. The firm-footed stability. The promptness and the readiness. Produced by the good news.
Amen.
It didn't say by the news channel. It said the good news. What's the good news?
The gospel.
The gospel. Amen. Word of God.
Amen.
Good news of the gospel.
Right.
Of peace. Amen.
Amen.
Lift up over all the covering. Shield of saving faith. Upon which you can quench all the flaming missiles of the wicked one. All of them. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit. Spirit wields, which is the Word of God. Amen. Pray at all times. We don't need to go through that one. Amen. But I heard Dr. Bill Winston one day. He's talking about putting on the whole armor of God, right? He said, once you have the whole armor of God on, armor of God on, you had the helmet on. You know, in the old days, the helmets, all you could see was their eyes. And so he started talking, and then the anointing just hit him, and he got to just preaching. He said, you know, once you get that whole armor on, Satan doesn't know who's in the armor, if it's God or if it's you. But if we start speaking lack and doubt, then he'll recognize it and go, oh, that ain't God.
Come on now.
Hallelujah. Amen. And that really helped me when he said that. Amen.
That's good.
Hallelujah. Will you grab me a couple prayer cloths, please? Or, yeah, I'll get to them. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to pray. Y'all want to come up here? Please. Hallelujah. You can turn that off. Facebook. Okay. Amen. Now, everybody that wants to, y'all can come up here. Stephanie, I do want you up here, please.